Testing, testing, 1, 2. Testing, testing, 1, 2. CKLN on the air. Hello, 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 hello.
How you doing, Io? Nice to have you back again.
It was nice to be had.
I have a question. Spoke to JW the other day, and he said the third missing plane event woke the world up to, there is something out there that's zapping the planes. And then a bunch of bodies showed up a couple of days later. Do the bodies floating dispel the idea that something was disappeared through a gate, or the fact they couldn't get a black box, does that mean something?
It's a rare, rare attempt to cover up the issue. A lot of grieving people wanted bodies. There's no difference in going to another world and finding the chunked up parts of your loved one. So they're faking fingerprints and finding chipped up body pieces and say, oh, here it is. Okay, now we have closure. We can move on. So it's not this specific spot. Specifically speaking, it's not this specific spot.
You're saying they're saying it's not this spot. The gap, the
right.
Hole. Is
they're trying. They're trying to make it not be all this area right here where they keep through.
They've got to prevent the fear of knowing that that is the dangerous area. They got to stop that.
But this isn't new. This is no different than the Bermuda Triangle and all the lore that goes with that. You don't hear anything happening there anymore, do you?
So there is stuff happening there?
But, of course, because now it's like, oh, no, we can't say anything about that, because now that brings up the Area 51 people.
Which is Area 54. The real place is Area 54. You're not saying? You didn't say?
No, we said Area 51.
Right now, but that's the cover-up
for Area 54. We said Area 50. No, it is not. It's Area 51 is much better than Area 54. Car 54 is where are you?
I don't mean that. I mean the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, whatever that one's called.
Our psycho bubble Bob. We love Bob.
Well, here's Ginny, and it's her birthday today, or it just was. Maybe she has something to say. How'd your birthday go?
Oh, thank you, Bob. It was fun. We had a really nice evening.
It was also Jermaine's birthday and Roxanna's sister's birthday. Oh, look at this. Deb,
imagine,
Deb is asking,
imagine
is
that.
This
imagine
live
that.
Or pre-recorded?
It's pre-recorded from a live studio audience.
Via neutrino. It's a neutrino broadcast.
We have a quick in our quirk.
Now, Bob, why did you want to talk about the Unix of the Universe Tom Wolfe on Wall Street article? What is important about this?
That's a good description of the digital Android meme effect on the economy from the early 80s up through to 2008. That's the quants, the Q-U-A-N-T-S, and how they took over the mathematics of the economy. It's a good, simple summary by Tom Wolfe of the various phases. And then we would talk to young people about that's what they're up against. That's the economy.
Bob, you can't talk about the struggle in the banking community. We've told you and told you and told you. You can't be talking about that stuff, Bob. The market is going to respond, and it's going to go down, and the VIX is going to go crazy. Now. You realize when the reserve is most fragile and Peggy Mellon has that terrible, terrible hemorrhoid that's about to bust, that varicose vein that just will not go away, the Bank of New York is in serious trouble, Bob. But there's no reason in telling the whole wide world that there's an issue, especially here in Gibraltar.
Yeah, I apologize for Ion, becoming what he beholds, becoming what he's complaining about. I mean, Ion just told everything right there. I'm sorry I caused that. Sure I did.
Yeah, but Ion, Detroit's doing wonderfully. If New York goes bankrupt, nothing really changes, does it? Detroit's revitalizing. It's turning into this beautiful hipster community.
Have you ever heard such nonsense, Ion, as that? What beautiful hipster community.
We've never seen one, but we'd like to see a hipster community.
Yeah, just get those little Rotary Kiwanis boys in, you get real hip.
Yeah, what is
so,
it? Was that a bad night in Bangkok or something like that?
What, in Detroit?
What about Detroit?
New York going to go bankrupt, Ion?
Detroit left the union, don't you know? They seceded.
They filed Chapter 9 and someone else slept it all up. You don't own it anymore. So now it's gotten to where it's going to get way better because there was nothing there. $6 billion house for $211.
Exactly. That's why the hipsters with no money are moving in.
Well, that's the trouble. You fix every society when you finally and completely get rid of the rich people.
Hallelujah.
They're all gone to Gibraltar.
Where's Gibraltar?
Where the rock is higher than I.
It's right there at the bottom of Spain.
That's where everybody goes and hangs out, all the super rich people?
No, Monaco. I was misspoken. They go to Monaco, not Gibraltar.
It says Gibraltar is an overseas territory located on the southern end of... Wait a minute.
Spain.
Oh, the Iberian Peninsula at the entrance of the Mediterranean.
Yeah, that's Spain.
Oh, it's
Spain.
Don't
go for those big $40 words, Iberia. Just stick with me.
Iberian. I've had an Iberian position for a long time.
So what, Ian, is that the only place left on the planet to gamble?
Gamble. Let's see. The way you all play it, life's sort of a gamble these days.
Well, let's see. All right. After Wall Street, is Gibraltar the only place for the rich to go speculate with their paper money?
Oh, paper money. Interesting.
You blew that.
Oh, shoot, it isn't. I know it.
So you're delineating between Federal Reserve notes and U.S. notes, then. Is that what you're saying? Is that your question? Because if it is, that's a really good question. There is such a difference.
Yes.
Somebody put your Googler on Federal Reserve notes and U.S. notes. See if there's a difference.
U.S. Treasury. U.S. notes. Are you talking about U.S. Treasury notes?
No.
No, U.S. bank notes. One word, Gene. U.S. bank note. It printed by the Bureau of Engraving and Printing and since 1914 have been issued by the Federal Reserve.
Is it like a... receipt for a loan from China or something?
No, that's Boardwalk Empire.
Nookie Thompson.
There were still individuals back in those days.
Where men were men and the women were nervous.
You said that for years, Ion. Got any update on that line?
It doesn't really make much of a difference in here, Ion, because it says
Imagine that. But yet, there is a huge, vast difference because U.S. notes really aren't available because they really aren't necessarily traded. But if the banking community has an impasse, they will have to replace them with something, would they not?
What would they replace them with?
Well, probably RNA drops, but we'll have to see.
Well, let's describe an impasse. What is an impasse that you're kind of referring to? A situation in no progress is possible, especially because of a disagreement or a deadlock.
Are you saying the Federal Reserve, if the Federal Reserve stops printing, stops issuing Federal Reserve notes, there's still the U.S. bank note and something has to replace the Federal Reserve note?
Well, what if someone can't take Federal Reserve notes anymore? Now that makes a whole other conversation.
Is this similar to the idea of the Zionist coins?
So if the global market stops accepting Federal Reserve notes as exchange, is that what you mean, Ion?
They filed for bankruptcy several times, and yet they never seem to reorganize after it.
It says here that the Federal Reserve notes are now backed solely by the government's declaration that paper money is legal tender in the United States. So if the United States changes their declaration that it's no longer legal tender, that's the end of that. Is that what you're saying, Ion?
No, if people can't take them, if they can't cash them, if they don't use them, then you will replace them by declaration or hollering at it really hard.
They become worthless in the eyes of everybody.
Because now it's all an ACH transfer anyway. Now, anyway, it's all digitized.
Oh my God! So it's just stopped.
You don't pay for anything. So you just swap it, and you now these are dits or dots. Those dots are these dits, and these dits are those dots. If you dit the dot, if you didn't dit the dot, then the dot, then the diddle, then the diddle, then the dot. It did it.
Well, you know, Ion, ever since Iondom has come along, and I just lumped everything under the umbrella of money flows freely and easily to me, I don't pay much attention to these things. So is I don't really feel like if I'm taking my drops or whatever, do I need to give any attention to this, or is it just an interesting point of conversation?
That's not the right question.
Oh, no. It's not about the question. It's when the institution that processes your ACH transfers goes out of business, what are you going to do then? If money flows freely and easily to you, how big is your mattress?
If money flows freely and easily to me and the paper currency is not going to be viable, why would I stuff my mattress with paper?
You could, but paper isn't worth anything anymore. The question now becomes, the flow, you're saying it flows freely and easily, and we say, fabulous. Have you decided where it flows to?
Ah, I see. Where is it flowing to? So where are your parking spaces in your parking lot? What's it filling up?
And if the beaver dam that you're using now is broken, do you build a new beaver dam, or do you find a different stream?
I don't know. That's a good question, isn't it?
Well, it's back to those glim cliches that we come up with when we started talking about different things happening, and then all of a sudden they happen, and then everybody's astounded that we've got it on the record that it happened before it happened, and then they don't know that it happened, and then they don't believe, and then they think that we did it afterward and came back to now to figure out that we did, and that those Airbuses really are those keyholes. Anyhow, Bob, those Airbuses are the keyholes. Those 380s are the keyholes. Anyway, and but we, don't tell anybody. For
what
any
do they
reason,
have to
no
do with...
That.
We gave this to Renee 3 years ago, and she and her cousin, little kid, didn't do anything with it about where to park the new vehicle.
Okay.
I'm excited to see your new show, Jenny.
What do you think are the five most important things that need to be discussed?
The Federal Reserve, for sure.
No, no, for younger people. Like, what did Kate
say? No, I'm serious.
You said
I'm
you're
serious.
Hot for the show? What did you say, Kate?
I'm excited for it. I mean,
yes,
no,
and it's for
the
you,
Federal
people
Reserve.
Like you.
What would you ask Jenny if you were on the Wednesday show, or on the 14th, the first show?
Yeah, what would you like to ask to be discussed, Kate?
How to approach new people about it so they don't freak out. Remember how you went up to that girl and you started talking to her about your show and she looked stunned? Like, she's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that was the 20-year-old.
That's why Bob's not in charge of publicity for our show.
Well, no, that hurts, Kitty. Jeez,
I know.
I'm out in the field. I'm fucking trouble.
I'm out in the field.
She was stunned at first, but I actually got her around to writing down the details and as much as possible claiming she'd tune in. Remember that, Kate?
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to talk, but I'll listen.
Yeah, she said, wasn't going to talk.
Okay.
You just listen.
Bob, why don't you tell those kids you took out to dinner, the hotel staff, get them to call in?
I don't want to have to deal with them. I got to deal with them every day. They're like my parents, and I don't want them to know what I'm doing because they'll start, getting all screwed up and bugging me when I'm trying to swim. That girl that I spoke to, I knew I'd never see her again, so she's easy to suggest stuff, but not somebody I'm going to see every day. Like, yeah. I don't tell my neighbor.
Well, Kate, what do you feel are the five most pressing issues for you in your life that you would like to have discussed or outlined as far as what is really going on, not the bamboozlement of the Android meme, but what's the behind-the-scenes straight stories? What do you think information or knowledge-wise that you could garner from listening to a radio show with a multimedia expert such as Bob that would actually allow you to navigate this landscape more confidently or have a higher level of expectation for your life, what's going to be occurring for you?
Definitely about sharing Ion, because when I talk about that, people think I'm, like, insane, so I just don't even bring that up anymore.
Why is it important to tell anybody? Now, I'm not saying it's not. I think it's important. But what would you want people to actually know about Ion? Why is it important to you that they discover it?
Probably about how everybody thinks that they're going to have to die from some disease, and they're so worried about their health. It seems like everybody's on drugs, taking some sort of drug, and so out of it. Everyone's so shy of each other. Like no one engages other people out of like fear that the other person will care what they think. And of course, there's time. Everyone thinks that we're running out of time. They're in such a hurry. Gotta go. And there's media, and then they care about what they look like, the latest fashions, and all these stars are doing on TV. They believe everything they hear on TV. They believe all the news, and they listen to the news, and they care about all the damage that's going on all over the world, and they take it so seriously. And
so you're saying all these things are happening with young people. This is what they're focused on. And you are saying, we were originally talking about sharing with Ion, sharing people about Ion. So what is the benefit of pointing people to Ion? Are you talking about creating a counter attack or some kind of a way of flipping the script on some of these ideas, or what's the value of Ion for you?
I don't worry so much about, you know, there's not as many rules. There's no rules. Like, I don't have any guilt after eating chocolate cake or having a certain diet. I feel a lot free to just, like, enjoy every single moment. And whatever I want to do, I just do it.
So you like the no limits, no rules, no restrictions, no limitations. You're in the center of your own world, and you can be, do, or have whatever you want. That is, you feel, a message that's appealing. Hello?
Something happened?
That's really interesting, Jenny, because
yeah,
I would say that our generation at Kate's age felt like we could do anything and eat anything and consume anything. So what I'm hearing from Kate is that her generation now,
at an earlier age.
Yeah, has to be, is listening to, oh, I don't do this because I'm going to die when I'm 50 if I eat this. And I
so
never thought
listen,
of
it. Listen to this. I talked about Edgar Z. Berg, who I knew in Halifax. He pointed out in 1975 that we were going into a therapeutic society. In the information capitalist world and the service industry world, all anybody could be was medicine or life coach or some kind of service to people. And these young kids have grown up with their baby boomer and Generation X parents that are totally neurotic about serving and helping and screwing up people, that they're all super over-anxious early on because it's a therapeutic society. It's been taken too far.
All right, very good. I hope Kate calls back.
Yeah, you said that we were a generation that refused to die. And apparently her generation may be just accepting death in a way that we didn't at their age.
They want to die with a seatbelt on.
Well, I mean, I see the baby boomer generation really at this point no different than my parents. I remember 10, 15 years ago, people talking about their aging, ill parents, and the common comment was, you know, they just believe everything the doctor tells them. And then I see these people doing the same thing, like the doctors are God. So I don't see that they're a generation that wants to live forever. I see that they've bought into that meme.
That's later. That's the them getting caught up in the therapeutic society, too, and everybody becoming 3 years old. We're talking about the baby boomers were tough kids. They didn't get sick. They didn't have all these nonsense. They didn't wear fucking braces on their teeth. They didn't
they have cancer in their nipples, you know, by the time they're 18. They were tougher, and they weren't as tough as their parents.
Well, we
they,
weren't medicated. This generation's all medicated, filled up. I mean, they start that in first grade.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. The kids are killed pretty quickly. You know, they really are damaged.
If there's one bad behavior, there's something wrong.
McLuhan said in 1975 that the managers of that society in the mid-70s were 100 times worse than Hitler, because he saw the cities become concentration camps, and then they were over-medicated, and then blah, blah, blah. So there is a definite de-evolution going on in North America anyways.
They just have no chemical body awareness, and they're always blown away when I explain the things to them about how they will want to get x-rays of their bodies to share with people instead of typing to them and sending them letters. They're very interested in the things that Bob says about chemical bodies, and they're always really, really excited.
You just contradicted yourself because you said they have no chemical body awareness.
Right, and then they're really excited to find out that that's there to discover. It's like new information that they've never heard of. And then you tell them about chip body, and they're going, oh, that's why I didn't know about chemical body, and they eat it up.
Let's go after Trina. She says, I quit telling people about Ion. They will never accept that they are God. Trina, it doesn't matter what people think about what you tell them. You got real keen as a joke, get real fanatic about telling them you're God. Not that you're, you know, irritating. Look, even if they did listen to you and were successful, you got a cross and they all realized they were God, then they're on their own. So you can't monitor how they developed that. So you can't
just
lose.
Just saying it. Just saying it.
Yeah, just say it. Just tell everybody.
That, they will think about it. They might never know. You may never know where they go with it. But it's
right, and their parents' generation wanted to be told they were gods, so they're going to just naturally refute that, and they don't want anything to do with being a god. They want to lose that responsibility.
Yeah, make the word God seem crummy to you. You don't want to be a god. You want to be a Bob. They'll go for that.
A warlord. Or a,
Yeah, I just don't think I have to be out there trying to save the world and tell everybody.
See, that you're trying to accomplish something in your communication. You're trying to have effects. You're trying to match and have results. Do not try to get results. I've had incredible results all over the world, but I'm still indifferent to it. So I'm not, I don't get upset.
I don't care either way.
Well, then you start talking. You start telling them stuff.
Well, you know, my friends know that I choose on Saturday night. You know, they're out. They can't even understand why I would want to listen to the show on Saturday night instead of doing it.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
I don't care. I want to listen to my show.
You tell them.
Engage in
it. You say, you know, people, you're stupid. That's why you're not listening. Just tell
I said, I'm on the leading edge. I said, you don't get it, but I'm on the leading edge of what's happening in the world today. And they rolled their eyes, and I said, it's okay. Go do your thing.
A good trigger word for the really young kids is to point out that Bob doesn't have anything to do with professionals on his show, and that he strictly uses amateurs. That kind of threw me off at first, but the younger you go down, the more they're into that.
That's right. They're doing their amateur thing.
They'll bring that back to me and be like, no, you say he's doing amateurs, and then the next thing I know, they're asking me about the show last Saturday.
I wish Kate was still on the line, because I'm curious about that age group. I used to say that the United States is becoming an overdeveloped country and behaving more and more like an underdeveloped country where children still live with their parents because there are no jobs for them. So what is Kate's generation thinking about what they're going to do in their adult life? You know, there's no jobs left for them. So what are they thinking about?
We're going to encourage them to enjoy living off their parents. Their parents fucked it up, and they should just, you know, be really irresponsible. Stay home and not work and mope around in front of your parents. But when you get together with your friends, you know, have a good time. Act like an underground subculture.
So give them that freedom rather than feel guilty for it.
Right, right. Say they got the best of all. They don't have to work. They can actually have a youth.
Yeah, that's what I tell them. I tell them, you're more than you know that you are. You don't have to work hard to make money, and you get your own power to create what you want.
That's how you develop their godness. You relieve the guilt and the burden that we all carry.
Like I told Sasha's kids. Remember I told her, 15-year-old? I said, quit school, go on welfare, and watch YouTube. That was my advice to the young people. Quit school, go on welfare, and watch YouTubes. And her ex-husband was outraged that when he found out that I told his kids to do that. We have to be more irresponsible than the kids. You know, let's push the envelope. Let's act.
Oh, I'm a model, Bob. I'm a loser model. That's fabulous.
When I've been thinking about this, the electronic ionization of slack, you know, usually people do call for young people to come into some kind of revolution. And I was thinking that really in Iondim, we always try to encourage the opposite. So we would actually really be provoking a sit down, not a sit in, or a lay down, or a, you know, just don't get into committed action about anything.
Yeah,
like
we promote what if they gave a war and nobody came? Well, ours would be, what if they gave a revolution and nobody came? Don't show up for the revolution.
Well, and that's what Relax and Allow is about.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to see a lot more young people, too, using the drops. I know that in Savvy and Austin Circle, they have two of their friends who use the drops, and they do it with very good success. I know Lynn Fouch has had one of her sons use the drops, and the other one that was on the funny medicine, Ritalin, quit taking it. So there is this issue about, you know, the young people, and of course the drops are just for ascension and they don't offer, nor could we claim any kind of health benefit for them or any other thing that we do, but they would be a great novelty for the young people to engage and without any claims, potentially very good benefits for the massage of their mind, get into the ionic flow, the stream.
So Roxy was telling me that in the art world, everybody makes art just about themselves. This is serious artists, you know. It's just that this trend, everybody just does themselves. So I said, well, that's because nobody can connect with anybody because everybody's off in their own little Facebook tube, so there's nothing to talk to but yourself. And then, so then I said, everybody's being an isolated, narcissistic individual. What would be an anti-environment of that? What would be a way to not conform to that? And she said, take the RNA drops. I said, that's brilliant. Yeah, that's the revolution. Be an individual and take the drops and be a zombie for Connie. As a joke.
Well, it was great until you said be a zombie for Connie. I mean, nobody wants to be controlled by anybody. And if you are...
Well, no, that's the ideology. That's the conformity thing. Now, to be an individual, you act like you're in a cult, the best cult, and you put it on. Take the drops, she said. How do you be an individual? Take the drops.
Well, you be an individual by taking the drops because you're actually activating your own 0.1% of the genome in which you are actually individual. It's the aspect of you that is actually truly unique. So that is actually how it applies. So I think Roxy's absolutely right. I mean, that is the way to maximize your individuality, 100%, because you're...
See, these kids, they are conforming to this body. You got four bodies, and you have to conform to them. They rule you. The idea of finding images so you can be an individual, which the kids all exhausted over the last 50 years, the different generation, trying to find ways to be independent. The way to be really independent is to accept your fucking zombiehood on the drops, and going from there. That's how you be an individual.
It has to be admitted that we need to be oriental. We need to be interpersonal and intrapersonal rather than independent. It's been like that for a while, but the kids now are forced to do that. And if they had a dialogue about what's happening, they could do it in a more comfortable way and really enjoy the benefits.
They're taught in school to be an individual. All with all the old humanist literate values, and that can't be done. So the parents and teachers are lying. Their value system does not work.
Okay, yeah. What is individual? Let's define it, because I don't think there's one kid that's been taught to be an individual. They've been taught to...
Idol. Come on.
American Idol.
No, no, they're told that's to be an individual. Individual initiative.
Absolutely.
The parents look at the kids as little zombies who can't think for themselves and are subject to peer pressure. And they don't take responsibility about how much the parents are subject to environmental peer pressure. And there are no standard of adopting individuality or self-reliance. You can't be any of those things in the electronic world. You're too dependent on many appendages. So you got to get rid of the idea of being self-reliant. Then you say, well, what do I want to do with myself? What group do I want to be part of? Then you tell them to join our group, where absolute anarchy reigns, but everybody feels good because they're on the drops and the other stuff. Realize how embedded you are in all the environments with the five bodies. Really understand that. And then say, well, the idea of my chemical body being free is silly. It's a minor body compared to the other four that I happily conform to using.
So what you're saying is that the quote-unquote individual, whatever person thinks that they are self, they are self-sane, they are actually not individual because they are embedded in the five bodies.
Yeah. All the images okay. they'd conjure up of being an individual being or a chemical body have no standing. They are easily melted away by the facts of that you have more than one body. So all the images that are marketed to people, this is where Ion's right, don't think. Now that means, don't use your mind, don't use regular imagery in your thinking. How
yes,
do you
okay.
think past that? That's an interesting issue, but you can't rely on the images. So these kids are speechless and zombies and just texting because they have no mind content. And they're correct, there's no mind content for them.
So bringing back what Kate the Great said earlier, these are her words. She feels free to enjoy her chocolate cake because she has no guilt, she has no limits, she has no rules. Okay, so now what you just said earlier is the idea that an individual could be free is absurd. So what is she experiencing where she thinks, since she's encountered Ion, she's in this free position in her chemical body to enjoy her food? What is she actually experiencing?
She's experiencing the freedom of the obsolete chemical body. She knows worrying about that is such a minor appendage compared to the other bodies that no rules should be adopted for and adapted to the chemical body. So she's perfectly happy with the freedom she has with the chemical body, but that's not her issue. Her issue is how to be a zombie for Connie.
All right. Okay, so what you're saying is obsolete chemical body awareness has come to her via the drops, because you told her the chemical body is obsolete? Because I see a lot of people who are obsessed with their bodies.
She's realized the chemical body is not the issue. It's going to be here forever, and whatever the conventional fears are, she doesn't fall for them. She doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want to get bogged down with social rules about the chemical body. But what was her question? How do I communicate to people? In other words, how do I activate my chip body and social media and all that part of myself and have a way of talking about it? So her big concern is how to operate within the chip body and the TV body and the astral body on the issues that Iondom does. She wants
yes,
to be a zombie for Connie.
Okay.
She wants to know how
Let's
to do it. She gets Karen's modules.
I want to get this word zombie nailed down. In Haitian
yeah.
folklore, a zombie is an animated corpse raised by magical means such as witchcraft. So what you're saying, Bob, when you want to say she wants to be a zombie for Connie, is
yeah.
that she wants to be an animated corpse raised by magical means such as Connie.
Yes, the RNA drops in our products, yes.
And the modules, and that gives them the tool to esprit their own corpse, inspire themselves, take full control of that body or bodies.
And how you take control is you learn the script, you study your McLuhan, you study your ion.
And then you zombie out.
And you make fun trying to tell people shit and bug them by giving them an agenda, and they object to that, and you laugh at them for objecting to your agenda, and you mock them, say how stupid you are, and you celebrate it, and basically make a lot of enemies on a chemical body level, and you're actually quite happy about that.
Or you can just ascend, and then you don't care.
Well, that's the easy way out, Ion. Come on. We want to do the Emmaus Road, the long way.
Yeah, but Ion, does the chemical body have to be resurrected temporarily in that process?
We think all erections are good.
Ion says, yes, to send. Well, we're sending by the drops, and that's easy. And she wants to get people on the drops so they ascend. But Ion cannot tell you how to ascend.
But we can sure play in your double entendres, Bob, with your multiple erections.
So what would be the next image for young people, Ion? If it goes away, the zombie image is obsolete. What would be the next?
Walter Boward.
That was one of the treats when we played something for CKLN. The last show where Jerry Fialka talks to Garrett Dean. The intro had Walter reading his poem to me. I had totally forgotten about that. So that's why it's on Ion's mind. We did hear Walter praising everything about Bob.
But that's what you're up to. See, that's what you said. What does it replace or obsolesce? That's the next step. And then you'll have a little side of Peter Beater before you're over with. And then you'll get up to the now the world is falling, the sky is falling, and then you got the point where the sky fell. And then you can start realizing, wait a second, we're ascended. This doesn't even make any difference. You're crying for lost species. It's lost. It's gone. It's done.
No. You're getting sidetracked into little man talk. We heard all that in 2011, 2010. Come up with a new way of talking about this. Get hip to what I'm leading the charge here, Ion. Get on board.
Well, Ion, it's fun. Just consider it as fun. It's fun to engage.
Okay, well, we'll move to the Croker Quadrant if you want to.
Yeah.
But let's parallel process it with the other ones at the same time.
Did you hear that? He said the right thing. He said, okay, you don't like that. We're going to move to the Croker Quadrant. That's how you do Quadrifini. That's what young people got to do. Okay, what happens when you go there? What do you say when you're in the Croker Quadrant, Ion?
Well, then the paranoia begins, and then you realize that the queen really is out to get you, and she's going to shift things up your bum.
That's the LaRouche Quadrant, Ion.
No. We're coming back.
Okay.
But then it all is the conspiracy. The conspiracy says this all applies. There you go.
No, that's not the Croker Quadrant. You didn't get to the Croker Quadrant. You stayed in the LaRouche Quadrant. On your way
so
to the Croker Quadrant.
So are
maybe
you.
The LaRouche Quadrant is a private Croker Quadrant. Yeah?
No. The Croker Quadrant is not paranoia. It's panic.
But you've got to forget that to look at through the Thompson Quadrant bias.
You guys have to realize that was silly.
Thompson's
the church.
Thompson's bias privately is Croker's quadrant publicly
William
through
Irwin
the eyes of Bowen. He's looking
Thompson
at a trash can
idiot.
At Peter Beater's.
So
that's destroyed
a go Peter Beater with all the gold in San Francisco.
He doesn't even know what to do with it. There's someone stuffing his mattress liquid gold.
Well, Beater is in the Croker quadrant. Croker visits San Francisco a lot. His art world circuit. So, Ion, I don't know what you've accomplished in that point. Could you try to improve your way of talking about this, moving from quadrant to quadrant? Like, we're not talking about becoming paranoid. Who's that laughing?
You mean Ion can't talk right?
Yeah, Ion is not talking right.
Can't talk good like Bob.
I don't find it.
I got the whole world arguing over which quadrant they're in.
That's why we're still in the LaRouche quadrant.
If you went on the Wednesday show with Jenny and Bob, what would you say to Kate?
Get happy or get out.
Yeah. Good one, Dan. Yeah,
I wouldn't bring Ion onto our Youth Revolution show. He'd just sort of fuck it up. Everybody would get distracted and say, what is this old parent yelling at us? We want to listen to Bob. He's cool. Ion, he's going to have to change his language.
I don't know, Bob.
I don't know. Without Ion, how cool would you be? Come on, you're cool, but Ion.
Yeah. I really
Ion's been basking on his laurels of making me really cool over the last 4 or 5 years, and he's fallen behind on his own responsibilities.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This sounds like fighting words.
Wait a minute, Bob.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Did that just fall out of your mouth or what?
Oh, what you really think, Bob.
Well, look at Ion. He's just being quiet. He won't even say anything. Come on, Ion. Get in here.
Well, it's not like he needs to defend, or they need to defend themselves. I'm on your side, Ion.
Just in case.
Get all this muckety-muck, too many wordy words. Let's talk about Topsy Chapman, Ion.
Who? Who's that?
I was driving home from Jenny's last night, and the song Walking Down King's Highway came on. She's a New Orleans gospel. Well, her father had something to do in music. I'm not exactly sure. I think he taught, composed. She did make a reference point about when she grew up, she just was, you know, immersed by music. So she was never taught. She just learned, you know, by the acoustical environment. Anyway, the song was really incredible. I can't find the same version.
We like Doris Akers' version better.
You do? Okay. I don't know that version. But it had incredible New Orleans jazz sound to it. She was singing and playing with a New Orleans jazz band, and I was trying to find the version to send in. And
yeah, but that's going to do it. We're trying to say what if we have to send
But I changed the subject, didn't I?
Yeah, no. If Ion's going to come on our Ginny show, our show, what would you say, Ion? We're not letting you on and fuck things up with the old rhetoric, the little man rhetoric. What would you say that was new to Kate and the young people, Ion?
We could show them how to really have a real orgasm.
You could do that, but would you? No, you would not. Well, let's rehearse that. Could you tell us how to have a real orgasm?
Well, you've got to get out of the Quoker quadrant for sure.
Okay, we're out. We're out of the Quoker quadrant. Most people don't even know where it is.
No paranoia then, right?
Yeah, see, there it is. They got to go, okay, where's the Quoker quadrant? So that's a distracting sentence. I declare everybody out of the quadrant. You can't stay here in the Quoker quadrant, and you don't have to go home. Just get out of the court course. So everybody's out. Now what, Ion?
Oh, just like last call at the bar.
Yeah. We're out. What do you say next?
Do you have focused desires?
Do we have focused desires? Yeah, everybody does.
But Ion, is it about intimately asking the individual themselves, do they have the desires?
Okay, fine, but you must define. Now you must define your desire.
We must define our desire. That doesn't get us out of it.
Not supposed to. We asked you, do you have focused desires? And you don't even know what desire is, and you're answering
yes,
the question.
Yes, we do. We got focused desires. I'll speak
so
for the group here.
Tell us then, what is it?
Oh, whatever the ones they're into right then. You know, I don't know their enumerations, but they're desiring to hear from you. They're focusing on hearing the solution from you. That's what they desire. So, we passed that test. Now, what's the next point?
Okay, so tell us about desire.
We got it. We don't need it.
No, I don't.
Ion, when Kate was talking to Jenny, her desire was to be able to communicate with others. And what we also heard was that she was freed up. She was relieved of some burden about her chemical body so that she could eat cake again and enjoy it. I'm wondering, is there ways that Bob and Jenny could develop the show that frees Kate up and others like her in other areas of her life, like she feels free to eat chocolate cake? Because there's steps to this ascending thing when we're so locked down in all of these.
Well, we're asking
rules.
What the steps are, and Ion doesn't. He gets you distracted on definitions of things.
When we're talking about orgasms and desire, So I'm just wondering, when someone's desiring an orgasm, what is it that they get from having that? When they achieve an orgasm, what's the purpose?
What's the purpose of the orgasm is a release.
Release.
From the desire?
No, a release of the desire. Somebody's got to look up desire and give the definition of the longing, that hope realm. That's what you're leaving out as little man.
A strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen.
Yeah, and more.
Hoping for a person, object, or outcome.
See how you bring the whole realm of something that you can't be, that is inclusive in desire. So now you want an orgasm that you're not even sure what is. You want somebody to tell you what an orgasm is, so when you get one, you'll know you had a good one.
In the definition of longing, it says a strong, persistent desire, especially for something that is unattainable, distant, or cannot be fulfilled.
And as a little man state, you become that way because you are that way because you're not ascended. You are, but you're not. See, if you have an orgasm, you have a perfect orgasm.
So you don't even know what your desire is. You don't know what you're reaching for, but can't be quenched.
The flip side of that is that ascended or the ascending create and fulfill, are constantly satisfied, happy, ready for more, so that desire's not there?
Well, no, you dumb it down and you play it by rote until you can play it by ear.
More speculative mishmash, Ion. You're getting people to worry about what words are, and you know in the end there's no meaning for desire. It has no content. It's individualistically blah, blah, blah. So let's bypass the definitions and just say, what do the kids require?
To be left alone.
Mm-hmm. We know that.
That's not what Kate said.
Well, she's tragically in error.
Well, so what do we say to Kate?
We don't say to Kate. We leave her alone. Do what you do.
Yeah, you leave them alone, and then they calm down, and then they want to relate. So we're there to help them relate.
I think the best thing is giving them the dialogue tools. I think that the words are the best thing that you can do.
They should learn to be actors and not worry about the audience's response. Don't go by the reviews.
Well, isn't Ion saying that? What I'm hearing is their response would be based upon whomever's participating in the show and their place of desire, their wanting, what they want to know. How can Ion say we're going to answer this, 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 and that? Because they never answer past where we are.
Well, we do that all the time. That's what Bob says. We've gotten that. We've lost it again. We're off the chains. We start telling you in advance what's going on, then it's in advance of what's going on, and you don't know it. So then you don't know what you didn't know that you knew that you didn't know. But now you know, because now we brought it up. So now we're on the drag for it. So it's like, okay, we're hit the ball and drag Harry all the way to the ninth screen.
It's that smoting mirror again.
And the orgasm keep referring to is more than just a sexual orgasm. I mean, it's just on a level that I think we don't really quite get yet. Isn't that what you're saying?
It is.
You talked about something being better than the orgasm, or you listened, you played a recording or something about a revelation. You know, when you have that revelation or epiphany, it's better than an orgasm.
Noah calls those, he goes, oh, I came up with a theory, or I just had a theory.
That feeling, that response.
That quiver that includes something more than you are now, presently.
Yeah, the whole body experience. Which means that extends out.
There certainly is a ripple effect.
I definitely understand that the point of the young people, or anybody for that matter, is leave them alone. Leave everybody alone. I get that. I don't know that people are always necessarily comfortable or confident in their aloneness, that they can actually be left alone. I think that was what Kate was talking about initially, was that these young people are neurotic at such an early age because they're presented with so many limiting views and beliefs about what actually can occur, you know, their health, their this, that, their whatever their experience is. So what's appealing to her is there are no rules, and if there are no rules, they can be left alone and be confident in being left alone.
We have a problem because no rules is a rule.
Mm-hmm. That's a time and place implication of social stuff. And their parents make them nervous wrecks by being
Even in getting in a place where I'm finally free, that's now a rule. Now there's a rule about that maybe I'm not. And if I'm not sure, I may have the best orgasm ever, but I didn't know it, so I can't enjoy the best orgasm ever. Damn. You should have made me look up the definition so I'd know what the hell I was feeling.
I think that orgasm is not necessarily related to sexual activity, and you could have that state of orgasm just by, like once I experienced it, by a great accomplishment, just, you know, something that I did that I thought was, wow, so fantastic, and then all of a sudden my body went into an orgasmic feeling, and it had nothing to do with sex, but it was that feeling.
Is that like a contract, dilate that isn't? How are you explaining
that? It was such
that?
A state of, and I don't even remember what it was I did, but it was such a state of, wow, I did that. I accomplished something. This is so cool. And all of a sudden my body just went into orgasm kind of thing. And there was no sex thoughts. So maybe that's where we're in, we're not thinking that orgasm doesn't always have to do with sex, a sex act.
So what you're saying is you came.
Yeah, but it wasn't related to sex. It's related to another state of a euphoric feeling, like when
freaking
you got
the vibration.
I guess.
Well, JW said the first time Ion came through that he wanted to do it again because it felt like a constant orgasm. I mean, they think that has been established that an orgasm is not necessarily sexual, if that's what was going on for JW the first time Ion popped in.
Oh, Ion popped in and came.
So, Ion, is that what you're talking about?
Sort of.
That orgasm has to be infinite. It just must be some place of your unlimited self that you reach and connect with. Is that near accurate, Ion? Or it must be that feeling of that fusion.
Fusion.
There is no definition beyond physical orgasm. So I would say it can't even be defined. If they're literal, there is no definition beyond that that is written down that I can find.
Ion, it says that the difference between fission and fusion is fission is the division of one atom into two, and fusion is the combination of two atoms into a larger one.
Exactly. Very good. Y'all are trying to parse and divide, and we're trying to bring together as it is.
As it is,
well,
Bob and Jenny just provide opportunities for individuals to have that moment of revelation.
Sometimes it's revolution.
Really, the bottom line is I just want to do something different with my show, and Bob's a great talker, and I can keep up with Bob. So I'd like to focus it and maybe create or pick up a different audience in addition to the audience that we already
then
have.
Then tear it the fuck up. Tear it up.
Right on, Ion.
Get,
and it's just for fun.
There's so many blah, blah, blah. They ain't saying nothing. They don't know nothing. They can't do nothing. I mean, Imus in the morning, he's even cliche in the anymore.
Hey, how would you tear it up, Ion? How would you tear it up? What would you say and do? You can't tell us. I'm the one who knows how to do it, but you can't tell people how to do it.
I would call into question every moniker that they have to, they're forced to embrace.
Oh, I'll be
is.
Doing that. We'll be doing that. Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, well then, the next thing you know, you become cool in a cliche kind of way. And then they listen, and then they don't care, and then we want to hear what they have to say, because you're trying to get us to tell you when you can't do it either. So it's like, okay, now you become, you win.
You just said you were trying to get, I don't know who that you referred to. That was a
exactly.
statement.
Exactly. Neither
Who are you referring to? Who are you referring
neither
to? Because I'm not trying to do what you just said. So who's the you?
Neither will the young people. Neither will the young people. Your new audience.
Neither
they
will the young people what? You didn't make a complete sense. We don't know what
get
you're
it.
Referring to.
They won't get it either.
That's okay. I will kick the shit out of them for not getting it.
That's amazing.
Do Morton Downey.
Wow.
Okay.
Tear it up, man. You want to tear it up. You better define it if it's not that.
You and Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob, but it still is the Wednesday show, and it still is an environment where
No, it's not. It's not your show, Ginny. It's our show. It's not the Wednesday show. It's on Wednesday.
No, Bob, it's the Wednesday show. No, I'm sorry, but that's the Wednesday show, and you're on with me, and we're going to be doing something new. But it is still going to have to be a palatable environment for people to actually be able to come in and have an opportunity to do something. Otherwise, it's just you on Saturday night.
Tear it up. You're putting rules in here that will not work. You can't make it palatable. You can be palatable occasionally, but not always. What do you think I just meant when he said tear it up?
You tear things up on Saturday nights. This is still the Wednesday show.
That doesn't mean anything. It's not the Wednesday show that's been. It's going to be a show on Wednesday. Ian said tear it up. What does that mean?
It means to do exactly what I said I wanted to do, which was you like to talk, I can keep up with you, and we're going to try something different. But it's not going to sound like the same thing that happens on Saturday night.
How do you know?
Because I'm the one who's writing the show. It's my show, Bob.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's not your show.
I'm in charge, so.
No, I'll go and have my own show for the youth. I'm not subject to your rules. It's not your show. It's our show. It's a new show with no rules. And you've got to be on your toes if you want to get to the young kids.
This is a radio broadcast of revolution right here.
Right.
Yeah, but Bob, don't you think you and Jenny should agree on certain things?
No! We should come on the show arguing against each other about what the fucking show's about. The kids will love it.
We can get on there and argue because I can hold my own with Bob. I'm not afraid of him. He doesn't take me away. But I have my own personality, and I can be my own person, and it is my show, and it is on Wednesday. And we can argue about the best way to talk to people, including arguing about zombies and all the rest of this, because it is a way to present different information and allow people to consider different things.
I'm running a revolution. I'm not listening to you. I'm running a revolution for the kids.
I'm not running a revolution. I'm running a go home and be comfortable who you are and be left alone.
No, the kids, they're already comfortable.
So
they don't,
I'm hearing
Kate is very comfortable.
Sometimes
Kate is very comfortable.
They need permission to tell their parents to fuck off instead of having to have this double-sided act.
Right,
like
not go home and feel comfortable.
Are you
That's
kidding me? They already tell their parents to fuck off every day.
Yeah, they don't
know how
they're
to do
doing
it.
They're
upgrade their way of talking how to tell the kids to fuck up or the parents. You're going to have a new way to do it.
Yeah, professionally, calmly.
My daughter says I want to punch you
back
in the
face. Yeah, but that is that's a meme.
Fuck off is not an impressive term.
Bob, after you turn them upside down, they're going to need massaging, and Jenny can do the massaging. They're going to need massaging or they won't come back.
Well, we don't care if they don't come back. The revolution will go forth with or without them. There's enough kids. I only need about 3-4 billion that are around. I don't need. I just need 3 million to march down Madison Avenue or Fifth Avenue, all dressed in white, with no placards, no statement about what we're marching for or against. That's the revolution.
Bob, that's an old, tired image that's got to be shit canned.
No one's ever done it, Jenny. No one's ever done it.
I don't care. Nobody's ever come back from the dead either since Jesus was crucified, but it's still a literate image that's old and tired and needs to be put to bed. Let the young people come up with their own image of what they want to do.
Oh, yeah.
They need to be
left
alone.
They can come up with their own stuff. I'll come up with my stuff. Some will cooperate, some wouldn't. There wouldn't be any monopoly on what it is.
Okay, it sounds like you need a Tuesday show. Bob does his kids show on Tuesday, and Jenny does her Wednesday, and we'll rate and see how it goes.
Yes.
Sam Cooke's version of Come, Let Us Go Back to God is actually what you're trying to say.
Why do you say that's what we're trying? We're not trying to say anything. We're not saying one thing. So, we're not trying to say that. That could be said on, every third hour, but it's not the whole thing. We're not going to say one thing constantly. That's a useless statement, Ion.
Well, the whole purpose of Ion coming forth is for human creators to come into their place of power. So that,
or is that
Joe
right?
Should
or
hopefully
is it, so
give them
Ion
the
can
opportunity to...
Kids think, what's the use? We're going to die anyway.
First thing you realize, there's no kids. They're not kids. You begin with
they're,
people who think they're
not,
kids.
But we're right in the car, and they go, why go to school? I said, well, I agree. He's, we're all going to die anyway. I said, no, you don't have to die.
Who are you talking about, Trina?
Well, because I have a daughter, and I'm with these kids all the time.
What's her solution for her life?
Her solution? They just think they're going to die, so let's just do whatever we want anyway.
Well, we'll fucking fix that up. Jesus Christ.
I know, but to Ion's point, the lyrics to Let's Go Back to God are, death has marred the path. And that's exactly correct, because death is no longer an option. The death is closed. All the carnival rides have been shut down, and they're going to be forced to live.
Well,
so
if Ion, not really living anymore than either.
Well, you're here, Sarah, so they're living.
Well, if there's no
and
juxtaposition
so
of death, then life is a completely different thing.
But that's totally what Ion's been saying for 4.5 years. That's what Ion's been saying for 4.5 years.
Right.
The thing that you're trying to get out of is the thing that you want to keep. We just took bankruptcy out of the chemical body.
It's just providing opportunities for that change in perspective, and then, it doesn't matter if they come back, because it's just simply that switch in the brain that gives them a moment.
It has to be greater than a change in perspective, Gene. There has to be a biological reality to it, because for thousands of years, people change their perspectives and they still die.
Yeah, but you can't force them to do anything with the chemical body. What I'm saying is the same thing.
Are you sure?
For all of us.
Are you sure?
What would you want?
Because the environment's changing. People are being forced into a position. Ion's been very clear about this.
Would you want to force them into anything?
No, I want to give them the freedom to choose whatever they're being forced into.
And simply that, and I think simply by your intent, simply by that being your desire. It just happens.
I don't have a desire. I'm just trying to figure out a way to do something fun with the Wednesday show for 3 hours on Wednesday.
Okay, then. All right, then. It sounds like fun. That's all you got to do is have fun.
No, but what Jenny was saying is presenting them with this information that they are not leaving the chemical body. They don't have to. That just being constantly given to them so that that becomes reality to them.
Well, very soon it's going to be that they can't. And, darling, there's apparently lots worse things than dying.
Well, you have to specify they can't what? What, they can't?
Can't
what?
They can't die.
That's in the book of Revelation, I believe.
Well, you think they're going to believe that? You got to come up with better ways and just tell them they can't die.
We don't care. We're not telling them anything.
That's why you're not involved in this conversation. You don't care.
You don't care either, and I certainly don't care.
I can fake caring to the point they think I care.
Bob is tormented by the cares that he has. Carolyn's going in his hair.
I can fake coming. I can fake coming until you have to swallow.
I appreciate that.
Good. Ion, when you were talking about merging, the worlds merging together, is that the point where we're going to just go in the rushing one where we're just going to be fully ascended? When you were talking about with Brian and them about many worlds joining together.
And say, we
do you
say,
require that?
Hey.
Do you require that, Tina? You don't need to require that. There's no point in asking if something's going to happen if you're not involved with it.
If there's going to be a war, we need to know which side to pick. And
there's not going to be any war if you don't want one.
That decision.
Sort of.
Well, the joining of the war.
I don't
want to
be caught in a mutiny.
I have a question about blood.
Aren't you interested in Trina's question, Wendy?
I thought you were ending that question. Okay.
No, I don't end. I say my bit, but I'm not ending. Nothing ends. Never ends. Okay.
Well, just seeing when I'm listening to the archives about those talks.
What if the merge? What if the worlds have already merged? What if you've already become? How is it that maybe you're finding your way into a place that you have always are? You wake up and find yourself in your nice cozy bed, which is where you were all along. And you really weren't a stranger on the bus trying to find your way back home. You realize that you're already home. What if you're already there? What if there's nothing to tell the young folks? What if there's nothing to get to? What if there's nothing to learn? What if there's nothing to know?
Yeah, that's a given. And the kids would like to talk anyways. They don't care that there's nothing to be said. They want to talk.
I guess I just want to be more superhuman now, then.
They want access to the mic. And they can believe that they're in bed and everything's great, but then you keep creating.
You break a brain.
What?
Ryan,
what about
the brain?
Get Kubrick a brain.
Well, OJ, I'm meeting with OJ on the 8th. He's coming here to Maui, you know, the young guy that interviewed Kubrick. We forced him to interview Kubrick. He reluctantly engaged. He's coming here to grill me in person, so he can get the effects of being in Bob's presence.
And that Zen pencil thing was so amazing, Ion. That was great.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, because it wasn't a smoke and mirror. It was there. But I know that, like...
Is Kubrick related to the Zen pencil topic?
I know that in the past, Ion has said several times, we don't do parlor tricks. And I always wonder if that's saying that Bob won't let us do things that are fancy like that.
No, I'd like Ion to do parlor tricks.
I just thought that it wasn't a parlor trick, though. It just happened. It was very interesting.
What's the Zen pencil? Is that got something to do with Kubrick, which was the topic we were on for a second there? See,
just
you guys shift the topics too quickly. You don't have any fucking fortitude or discipline. Stay on a talkie for 3 hours, drilling all aspects of it.
No, I don't have any need to.
You come, you get a Zen pencil and blurt it out. We're 4 topics back. Can't even remember what they were, but I recall
okay,
we were
Kubrick.
Doing something with Trina.
We're still on Trina's question. Kids just think they're going to die. So, Ion,
right.
What?
Bob, well, I'm just
the DNA
no
evolving
kids.
Quicker.
Sarah, are you making noise or complaining or something? Do not interrupt people if they talk a second ahead of you.
I'm muted.
What?
I'm she muted, said? She said.
We're muted, too.
We're muted.
Good.
Even if I'm already there, the world's emerged, we're great, waking up in our bed, everything's already happened, we've already done it all, we've been through it all, and I'll just keep creating. And I guess that's how our DNA will keep evolving. I'm just happy and ready for more of my DNA
to be more superhuman.
You're
trying to get balanced about the situation. You're trying to figure out, well, okay, it's going this way, then I accept it. No, you start talking any ridiculous idea you want to.
Let's do the colonization of coral and the will to power in the coral commune.
Allow anarchy to happen in your voice.
Let's convince everybody to go and kill itself.
What cells?
Well, they already are.
Cells.
What are the cells, he said? Killy cells? What's that?
Kill themselves.
Kill themselves.
Kelfoth?
convince everybody to kill themselves, I think.
Yeah, to feed the clay pot.
That's already happened. Well, what if they've already killed themselves? Yes, that's true. They already have killed themselves.
Yay, you got it, Bob, again. You pokerite, you.
What did he say? Bob again?
You pokerite.
Oh, I'm trying to stay on topic, Drina. I take your topic seriously. How do you communicate?
I appreciate
to
that.
I take your pickles with brie.
See, bringing up ridiculous other topics. He thinks he's at a restaurant.
Tabasco and fennel with those pickles and brie. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Come on, stick with the topic. You're not contributing.
The brie softens.
So I tell you, Trina, the point is to come up with interesting things to say to your kids. Make yourself interesting to them with total indifference whether they thought you're interesting. So your job is to come up with new stuff to say.
They love it when we're sitting at the counter. The kids love it when you tell them to live the fastest path to their joy. They go, "Oh my God, really?" And it, you know, and I'll give them examples of, you know, maybe drinking tonight is not the fastest path to your joy because of these other consequences. So I will throw out some of those things. But truthfully, they love to hear. And I said, even if you're restricted right now by your parents, but you are free. You do what you want.
They're not free. They live at your place. They're subject to your rules and your warnings about drinking and all this stuff.
Yes.
They're not free.
Only 4 more years, though, Bob.
You need to say new things to them. You need to say new things to them that catch them unawares, that makes them experience a new Trina. Not making statements about what's going to happen or where we're going.
So forget the coffee enemas and use vodka. It's much more efficient.
Oh, yeah, go smoke so there's more action for the rest of the world.
You're in the wrong TV show. Just turn left to Greenland. Go over to that fucking sitcom, Ion. We're not talking about brie or enemas. Ion doesn't know what the topic is.
We kind of are. We've all just
He's trying to figure out what the topic is. He just throws out the
We're staying with you. We think pot stickers. Pot stickers are good with the satay sauce.
Yeah, see?
Ion, you're just trying to trigger me and my pregnancy hormones.
Where do you think
really
these come
bad
from
right
anyway?
If you start saying things differently every day, Trina, contradicting yourself, your kids are not going to start to feel so free, and they're going to have to deal with the fact their mother is not consistent. Now, that would free them when they learned how to handle that.
And they'll probably find you a nice home to reside in, too. It's okay.
Parents aren't creative with their kids. That's the problem, Trina. And you don't make them want to feel better. You create an environment where they accidentally are feeling better and don't know how they got there. And it's not a value that they did feel good because they're going to feel different pretty quickly. So you don't try to follow your bliss and all that stuff. You be odd in front of them.
Well, I kind of am because my daughter hits me
to your joy.
Okay, we have to mute Sarah. And we'll mute Ion if he keeps mentioning restaurant stuff. What did you say, Trina? I never get to hear.
Oh, I think you can. Well, some you know when the kids will say something that I want to react to in an Ionic way to give them a little more, just a different perspective that they never heard before. So that's fun. But when I do go outrageous, my daughter she pinches me and says. Mom, stop. She did not want me to tell her friends.
Okay, and that's when you confront her.
She said, you can talk to me about this, but do not tell my friends.
That's right. You got to make them become aware of how much they're worried about what their friends think and how they're not free and that they cannot follow their bliss if they're worrying about what their friends think. You must have them confront why they're upset with you being whatever strangeness they don't like, they're uncomfortable with.
Bob, how's that different than any other?
Well, you're not going to spank them for it. You're not making a test out of it. You're just being creative and giving them something to think about differently.
But I think that's the most amazing thing that Trina just said, and we all seem to know it, that the kids are so molded by their friends that they are in this peer group pressure constantly, and they don't even know it. They think they're independent and free and can do anything, and yet they're afraid of their friends.
Yeah, Carolyn, you're trying to say that they want to be independent of their parents so they can be controlled by their friends.
Yeah, I think you went through that with Sasha when you were talking to Sasha's daughters.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with them. So the control keeps going on all levels.
The kids are the control.
But don't you agree that a good satay sauce is good with potstickers?
No, we don't agree with that.
Didn't you mute Ion, Bob?
No, we just ignore. Don't get distracted by him. He doesn't know how to relate to this topic. It's beyond his knowledge. He's just too human. Non-physical. Never confronted this dilemma.
He still thinks kids are closer to non-physical.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize they're the most screwed
up. They're the fascists holding everything back.
Totally, totally.
Ripoff Press made this nice chart in 1976 of all the different conspiracies. One of them was your child's brain. That was one of the conspiracies against you.
Yeah, in medical school, I was mid-20s, and it was all the teenagers that were totally against me because they were trying to control the reality of medical school.
The teenagers were?
My peers, these fellow students,
right.
And they were all younger than me.
Yeah. They objected.
I know, but inherently, from my experience previously, although it may not apply any longer, doing something where you start out thinking that you have a solution for young people is a real problem because they're not into that. They don't think they're a problem that needs to be solved, even though they may be terrified.
We're not talking about
them.
I'm organizing them to solve the external outer kingdom problems. And that's what they want to be. They want to find a role in relation to outer kingdom things. They want to find a career in relation to that.
I don't think they want a career, Bob. That's my point.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They don't want a career. Yeah, but they think they have to, and that's what they worry about. We're going to free them, realize the career they should have is not have a career.
Tell us again how we got out of the Coker Quadrant.
Look at that. He's a little kid. He sounded like Robert of Tottenham. He's channeling Robert Tottenham. He just can't get it synced into the topic.
I think that this is the best show right here, and I may just excerpt this and play it for the first show because this is the best way of demonstrating how really none of us have a solution for young people, and we're all at odds about
I have a solution.
Oh, you do.
I stimulated this chaos. I caused this chaos by taking a different route here.
Well, yeah. I think it's kind of hilarious that they may not even respond. Like I said, I just wanted to do something fun with my show. I think it'll be fun, and we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll
get a revolution.
We're
not interested in your opinion.
We'll.
You just show up on Wednesday.
No, I'm very interested in my opinion and in my show.
I'm
going to do it my way.
Something to bounce off of.
All right, well, listen, I got to go. We're having breakfast, everybody. Thanks. Have a great day.
You can excerpt this, Ginny.
Thanks. Have a great day, Ginny.
It's a three. You have excerpted for the second hour, but it won't be the whole show.
Yes, Your Royal Highness. I'll
talk
to you later,
Bob. Silly. I'm not asking that. I'm not talking about those categories. You don't need to say that shit. I'm just expressing what is as I see it. And then your job is to respond, and you can disagree.
My job is to do my show, and you're coming on as a guest, Bob.
I ain't coming on as a guest. I'm coming on with a new show with a new title, and we're starting revolution. And if you're not with me, I'll go to another slot and do it.
That sounds great. Bye, everybody. See you. Bye, Ion.
Bye, Ginny. Happy birthday.
And we don't need
thank
a
thank you, Karen.
Bye, Ion. Don't do the PTSD.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, do not do the high-pitched bye. Just encourages Ion. Okay, so what's next?
Two fish bye.
Two dish bye.
Two fish what?
Bye. Two fish bye.
Two fish went bye-bye?
Don't worry about that. Somebody has a question for Ion?
I've heard, and I'm not sure if this concept is right, that your blood type can determine your personality traits. And if that is true, and the RNA is changing our blood, like did I hear correctly once that we're going to a universal blood type, where we all have the same blood?
But of course, the specific gravity is going to change. So you're going to have new blood types. We're just getting rid of the Rh factor. But Dr. Dean is better at that than even we.
So what did you just say? Sorry.
Getting rid of the Rh factor.
It's not a new blood type. Now you watch. I don't say it is a new blood type.
It is new. There will be new blood types. We're just removing the Rh factor from the specific gravity of the blood. But Carolyn knows all that.
Is that going to be a new blood type by removing the Rh factor?
Yes, ask Dr. Dean.
So you don't say it's going to be a new blood type, or we're just removing. No, we're creating the new blood type by removing the Rh factor. That's how you say it.
And you were muted, Ion, for part of the explanation. So part of my question was, does blood type determine personality?
It can affect personality, but it doesn't. It's not changing your personality as an evolution of your RNA or DNA information. It's bringing you back to what your right personality would be instead of a borrowed little man personas that you cloak and don like a coat.
That didn't commute. What did he
say?
So
that's why.
What did he just say?
It's not changing our personality. The new blood type is bringing us back to allowing us to be what we actually are in the first place.
Will that change your personality?
The personality that you have now is donned like unto a coat or a jacket. Which
right,
you can
so you do lose your personality. You start off saying, no, you don't lose your personality. Then you proceed to say you will.
Well, you retrieve your own personality back is kind of what I get.
No, we don't know what the own for you are changed. Your personality changes. That's all you can say. You don't know whether you're retrieving something or whatever.
Well,
it'll change.
We throw off the cloak that we're currently presenting.
Yeah.
The little man's personality falls away.
Right. So when we saw you floating in the factory the day on Skype and you were a hologram of JW, were you representing JW with a new personality?
Yes, most certainly. And then when you're running around trying to be incredibly nice and so demure and soft and easy, you can tell them what you really think and tell them just go fuck off.
Well, isn't that
very
nice?
Good.
I represent the other view. Let's try to get along and figure out where we're at.
Well, Ion, Bob and Carolyn could still see an image of the old JW.
They saw a trajectory. They saw a trajectory of him.
Of JW's little man
personality. On the face. Look, Jeannie, there was a different personality on the face.
But the image was still there.
Yeah, it looked like JW, you know, basically. But actually, the more I thought about it, he didn't look much like JW. He was just good enough, but the personality change was prominent.
Doubleness comes to mind. Is that a new way of presenting our multiple body? Not image. It's still visual, Ion.
It's just all based on a bias. As you become and become and become, you are and you are and you are.
And we can see more with all of our senses.
As you embrace a new feeling place that permits it. You're so ascended you don't even believe that you're exhaling carbon dioxide now.
I know. That's where the kids are. They don't even know. They don't have any realization of all of their bodies, and they're entirely disconnected from the chemical body.
Well, that may not be a problem, according to Ion.
Yeah, it's a temporary.
Not even a temporary. It's not a problem.
So could kids pick this up quicker?
We don't require them to do. They just show up and talk.
Okay.
Go on, like Sarah, about their silly concerns or their silly poetry, whatever the hell they want to say.
It won't be long till they'll be scheduling appointments with Dr. Dean, and she'll say, okay, I'm the dietitian, and I have decided that this is what you do, and this is what it is, and you are suffering from a chronic case of ascension.
Yeah, in the end, Carolyn has to do everything.
It's like Bob, you said a while back, there are no kids. And I really resonate with that because kids are just people trying on different cloaks because they're all adults. Like, I don't know, I don't remember being in a different mind.
They're lazy con men. They know they're not any different, but they act different as little kids so they can play baseball and not have to work and dad has to support the thing and they're not going to chip in. They're lazy con men and they try to keep it going as long as possible.
Perfect explanation there. Or we force them to be kids. There really are no kids.
Yeah, so that you can have something to do. You can teach them, or you can have go out and work and make sure they get to college. You do all this crap to support
them. Well, the reason you go to work is to get away from them.
That's true. And the kids go to school to get away from their parents.
Then they get tired of you telling them what to do, so they join the army.
Yeah, they refuse to be dictated to, and then they all become stenographers.
They refuse to be dictated to because they weren't a kid in the first place.
That's right. And they got to get over that. They got to realize they got to learn to get along with dictation. Just don't be a dummy about it.
But yet you won't stay on topic and you won't confirm or deny
if that day is good with pot stickers or not. You're distracting us from the topic by claiming I'm not staying on topic. I am staying on topic.
But it's very clear the topic was satay or no satay on pot stickers.
I didn't even admit the fucking nonsense.
I don't know, maybe I just make up stuff, but when Ion says that, like, I always think the two food combinations, one is solid and then the other is just making it frilly and go down easier.
Head gravy.
Yeah, it's kind of like an analogy of making the information easier and more palatable.
Head gravy.
I get it. Bob's the pickle and Ginny's the brie.
What's the difference?
Jam is the difference.
Pickle is a pickle. What's brie? Cheese?
Brie is a soft cheese.
Very soft, subtle cheese.
Right.
That has
so.
A mild flavor, and it's creamy. And the pickle is tart and crisp.
The pickle wakes you up and you go, ooh. And the cheese melts in your mouth and
So we will, like in Finney's Wake, we will take turns being the pickle.
But you want to be the parched walnuts and the jam on top of the warm brie.
Why would we want to be that? Why specialize?
The combination of it all is delightful.
It's what soothed the Jabberwocky.
Yes, but then once you've soothed it, you have other things to do.
No, once you soothe it, then you eat it up and take it in here. He was a stranger, and you take him in.
Yeah, no problem there.
And where was you when lightning struck the flying Ginny?
He was the lightning.
I was right here monitoring the music I was playing.